Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. This is Beer Counter, and I just made it. Oh my God, who runs to their own radio show like I do? Apparently, probably no one. But I made it. I saw the red 2 seconds mark, and I just sat on the couch because I had to do a quick dash to the kitchen. Yet, I've made it. It's good to be back, and it's good to be back on the air with you. And thank you for making Wednesdays my favorite day. And today, I'm saying hello once again from Los Angeles. And with me in the room, I have Rachel on her computer. She'll be connecting with you guys through the chat room, answering your questions, sharing links, book names, whatever we talk about. You can also see them in the chat room. And we have also Angela Lawson visiting. So we have a room full of light workers here, and we are so excited to be back on the air with you. And in a few minutes, I'll be welcoming my guest, someone who is very familiar to me, and maybe some of you already know my sister, Arsene Davidson. And for the rest, you know, those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you'll get to meet her and say hi for the first time. And good luck to you all for having us both on air live. Honestly, today I did not plan anything. I don't have my notes. I don't have a list of things to mention. I did not plan a thing because I figured if Arsene is going to be on the show, what's the point? It's going to be one crazy episode. So let's just let it be. But before all that, I would like to take a moment and just remember those whom we lost 12 years ago today. More than 3,000 people from 86 nations, from different religions, our brothers and sisters. And let's take a moment to call upon the Archangel Uriel, the Angel of Peace. And let's call upon the angels of peace and ask them to bring peace into the hearts of all who are affected. Bring us all comfort, compassion, and strength. And together, let's take a moment to close our eyes and visualize this planet as a peaceful, serene place. Let's visualize everyone safe. And no matter how impossible it may sound, let's visualize the world peace. We cannot create what we cannot see. And join us in this prayer and visualization, even if you are listening from the archives. There is no time, no space, only oneness and unity. Let us send our vision of the future to the universe to be manifested under grace in a perfect way. And we all say thank you, and so it is. Thank you all for joining me in this beautiful vision. Let us always focus on what we would like to manifest as opposed to what we are afraid of. Now, what I have noticed is lately so many people have been experiencing very challenging times. A bit more so than usual. I don't know if you agree, but oh Lord, stuff had been coming up. Teachers had been coming into our lives and challenging us, challenging our ability to be compassionate, and also showing us where we can improve more, where we can love more, where we can forgive more. Yet, you know, it hasn't been easy, right? So I'm not an astrologer. I don't know much about what's going on up there. My deep understanding of astrology doesn't go beyond the 12 signs, barely, and where the moon is, because I think we live by the sun, but we feel by the moon, with the moon. So it is very important, I think, to be aware of the journey of the moon through the signs, because I believe you're all affected by this journey and where the moon is at any given moment. So I have this little app in my phone following where the moon is. The reason why I started mentioning all this, because with all the difficulties we've been experiencing, probably some planet was squaring the other one or clashing with the one on the right, or who knows, but something is up in the stars. So I figured, what do we need the most in times of confusion and stress? Our intuition. We need intuitive guidance. We need our intuition to be open, so we may be receptive to the guidance of our higher self, so we may be receptive to divine guidance, so we may be receptive to the angels. So it is more important than ever that we are intuitive and we don't only rely on the information of others. But for the next hour, you can, because I'm here and I'm about to welcome my psychic sister, Arsene, on the air. And we are dedicating this hour, this episode, to answering your questions. We will be taking questions from our callers and we'll be taking questions from the chat room, and we are looking forward to it. And the funny thing is, in our family, we've been intuitive for as long as we know, yet I was always the vocal one about when it comes to intuition and angels and working with intuition and giving openly readings to people. And Arsene was the reluctant one. She wanted to stay grounded and she wanted to stay in the material world. She didn't want the judgment that comes with being, psychic. But at the same time, she was afraid of her own gifts because they were quite loud and the things she would experience would scare her. And eventually, hey, we met the angels. And we finally started feeling safe and secure and protected with their presence, with their protection. And finally, my sister started exploring her intuition more and more, started sharing her intuition. And, word travels fast. So people started calling friends of friends, and eventually people we didn't know would call for readings. Yet she kept it all hush-hush under the table, and she didn't advertise it herself as a psychic, yet she just stuck to her original profession, being a jewelry designer. And eventually she became, with her lovely husband Morgan, they became the two of the most cute and amazing people in the social scene in Amsterdam. So again, there was fear of judgment. Oh, what would happen if I come out as a psychic? And you can listen to more about what happened after she came out in the previous episode when Arsene joined me as my guest. So you'll just need to go back in the archives if you'd like to know what happened, how she came out of the closet as a professional psychic. But what happened is we started traveling together, we started working together, doing group readings, and now she is really enjoying it, and I'll let her share her story herself, but I just want to give a bit of her background. But you can, hear more about that story in our previous episode, so we'll not go back in the history and repeat the same story again. Instead, we'll use the time to answer your questions and help you in any way we can. Now, I'm going to find my sister's number on the switchboard. I wrote it down this time because before the show started, I was looking for Arsene on my switchboard because I already had callers. I had to say hi to two people before I found my own sister's number. And now, Arsene, honey, you are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers, or welcome back.
Hello. Thank you. Hi.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be back. I'm really fine. I'm really good. Thank you so much. How are you?
Girl, I miss you. I don't like having a continent in between.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I really miss you so much. Yeah.
It's just another month, less than a month, that we'll be back together.
Yes,
and
yes.
We will meet first in Amsterdam.
Wait.
Oh, me too. You need to cook. Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I will.
I'm missing your food.
Oh, sweetheart. I will for sure. And I can't wait. We're going to go to Stockholm and you come here. It's like a great another month is starting. Yeah,
I know,
really
right?
Excited.
It's going to be like a reunion because we're going to do the advanced class too. So we'll get to see our previous students.
Yeah,
and
that is really exciting.
And are you up for some platform readings during the classes?
Oh, love to.
Okay.
Really exciting, really happy thing. I love to do that. I love to do that with you, of course.
Yay. So, I was talking about the story of you coming out from being a socialite to professional psychic. And now it's been a while. Do you regret coming out?
No, I'm really enjoying it. I'm really happy I did it. I'm really thankful for your help and all our friends. And I'm really grateful I can do that. It's something really enjoyable. I wish, like, for everybody, I pray for everybody who has the talent, who has the power, who has the this, like, will. I hope they can do that, too. That is really something like healing. First, you are healing yourself. Then you start healing to others and helping others. That's
now,
really like for me the reason of this lifetime, let's say. It is really, really something urgent.
I'm going to ask you a question that I already know the answer. Since you started working openly, you've been working as a professional psychic for a while, actually, but since you started working openly and started admitting your abilities and really started being proud of what you can do. Do you feel a difference in your intuition? Like, did it get louder or clearer?
Louder and louder. Each time it gets much louder and adding new, you know, talents, new styles. It's like, I think like this is like you used to say, you know, the like a muscle you are using much more is getting louder and louder.
Yeah, I mean, because I know your intuition. I know how you developed and I know how long it took and I know what you could do, what you couldn't do. And now that I'm comparing the information you are bringing, the details, the name, middle name, last name, like, it's ridiculous, but it came with you embracing your intuition and making peace with the fact that you are indeed psychic. So I'm repeating all this because there are a lot of listeners that I know who's doubting themselves or who's doubting their abilities or who's doubting if they could come out and say, you know what, I'm psychic or I am intuitive, however they want to call themselves. I want to,
yeah.
I want them
yeah.
to see and hear this for themselves from someone who did it and who waited until, let's say, late 30s, not to give away your age, to come out and say it.
Yes, please. That is the secret.
Now, I see a question in the chat room. Can I ask something about the deck? I've tried to learn the text for all of them, she says, but I can't memorize 70 cards. Well, there are 72. So when you two work, do you just go on intuition when you see a card, or have you learned them all by heart? Arsen, did you memorize the guidebook?
Not really. I just follow my intuition. No,
how
not really.
Dare you? Give me that back. I want my deck back. I wrote that book so y'all could memorize. No. Anna, sweetheart, we are not memorizing the guidebook. I have never, ever memorized the guidebook. I just put that book in there so the deck wouldn't rattle in the box. I just put it, you know, the book there to keep it even in the box. Okay, you really don't need to worry about the intended interpretations or possible probable interpretations of each card. I really want you all, when you are working with my deck, I want you to go with your intuition and what your intuition brings to you, because the symbols are chosen specifically, the images are chosen specifically to trigger certain aspects of your intuition, brain, and the words, the messages, they're also channeled specifically. They are keywords to, again, just trigger the flow of information as opposed to giving you a pretext that you need to follow. That's why I also kept the words as brief as possible, so you don't need to memorize anything. Every single time, even better, not knowing the card, so every single time you can look at the card with curiosity. This applies to anyone using any type of oracle deck. It's good to have that curiosity and wonder what this card means right now at this moment for this person, for this question. So I'm sure more people were wondering the same thing. Now, Arsene, are you ready to take some calls?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
As usual, I'm showing some favor to 310 area code, although mine is 424, but it's all the same city. It's just a big city. So area code 310, you are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. Hello? Hello? Really?
Hello?
No?
Hello?
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I was starting to give up. This time, I really want to talk to you because I picked up her call thinking it was your number. So I had to apologize and put it back on mute and pick up yours. And I said, you know what, for this, I apologize. I will take your call first. So go ahead and ask your question. How can we help you?
Well, I have a question, I guess, in regards to profession. I've been kind of considering going into different, a couple of different professions, but, excuse me, like right now I'm trying to narrow it down a bit to like which one would be the best for me to pursue right now.
And what are the options you're considering?
They are, excuse me.
Oh, it's okay.
They are, guitar, like I was considering doing music, and also, excuse me, and also reflexology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, my intuition.
Can I tell what I see?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I see the study, and I think she's going to study more, or she has to study, or she did the study. I see something about study and communication. That is like really important to bridge to pass for her, and but she's a bit sensitive about it. But she can do it. She has the power to do it, and she will actually will find her life path. This is the will be really will make your make her happy. You know, I see this study to learning much more. I don't know
what I got was. When my clients cannot decide between multiple options, I always ask them to give me the options because I get a ping from my intuition when I hear an option with potential within. So when you said reflexology, I got that ping, like, yes. But it is not, it's just the beginning of a holistic practice as opposed to being limited with reflexology. I'm getting that music is not necessarily needs to be excluded, but I'm seeing you working in the holistic field and you can still express your creativity, explore your musical abilities and talents and express yourself through music. But I see indeed you work in a holistic field, and I agree with Arsene because I think that's why she was getting education, because I saw you doing much more than reflexology, which will take training. You will need to be brave because that will include expressing yourself, communicating to other people. So there'll be some speaking involved. And, you know, just like you were coughing now, that's a little sign that your throat chakra is given.
That I was going to say too. She has to heal her communication problem.
So you might want to give some healing to your throat chakra and see if there are any areas that you don't feel comfortable talking about or speaking, or maybe having difficulties communicating with certain groups of people. You might want to heal all that. But that happens also with training when you are practicing, when you are learning new modalities and practicing them. That'll give you the opportunity to practice without the pressure of proving yourself. So good luck.
Yeah, and wow, that is so amazing that you said that regarding the throat chakra, because like a few days ago, for some strange reason, I noticed like something going on literally like in my throat area, and it wasn't even really something that was like a physical, but I felt like a sensation going on in that area, and I thought to myself, there must be something going on with my throat chakra. And that's very interesting that you said that.
I think it is going, what I'm being shown is your childhood. I think it started much earlier with you, that you've been told what you can talk about, what you cannot talk about. It's okay. It's not okay to talk this way, or it's not okay to say this. Like, you've been given a lot of ground rules about communication that's not necessarily correct and applies to an adult today, but there are certain insecurities. And what happens is it always starts on an energetic level, but if you do not address it, clear it, heal it, acknowledge it, what happens, it starts manifesting on a physical level as well. So you can indeed work with the affirmation. It is safe for me to express myself. It is safe for me to express myself. You know, you can just repeat the affirmation. Communication is all about timing and intensity. How you say something and when you say something, you can pretty much get away with anything if you set those two right. Okay? And I know you will. I know this will be something you will overcome, heal, and help other people do the same.
Yeah, that's for sure. She will do that. She will do that. Just she needs more courage and a bit more healing about her past. Yeah.
Okay. And thank you so much for calling us today. And we are wishing the best of luck with your future.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you
Good luck.
Both of you.
Our pleasure.
Good luck.
Bye, please.
Yeah.
And such a cute voice, too. I mean, I wish I had a cute voice.
Sweet.
I mean, I have this voice and I'm in a weekly show. Hey. You know, if I can do a weekly radio show, if I can get on TV with this voice, anyone can do anything. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Now, I want to take one more call, and I will keep taking calls the whole hour. But this week, we also want to show some love to chat room. So, hold on there, guys. We'll get to you. And if you cannot see the chat room, all you need to do, refresh the page and scroll down, and the magical chat room will appear. It's like a unicorn. You just need to, you know, look for it. Okay. My hand already picked a caller. It is a 901 area code. Hello. You are live on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Well, hello, and thank you for taking my call. My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What is your question for us today?
Well, a friend of mine reached out. I don't know why I'm getting double voices, but a friend of mine reached out, and he withdrew, and I wonder if he will call me again.
Okay. First of all, may I ask you to decrease the volume or put your volume on mute if the radio is on at the time? We had some echo.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Yes.
It is much better now. Thank you so much. And may I have the first name of your friend?
Jarvis.
Oh, that's a unique name. Jarvis.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's tune in to Jarvis. And your question, if your friend is going to call back, you will definitely hear from your friend. But I'm getting a lot of stress, a lot of tension around the head and heart, a lot of pressure. Did you try to contact this person?
No, but it will take time,
Anna?
I'm sorry.
When was the last time you tried to contact your friend, sweetie?
Well, it's been about a month ago.
Okay, you might want to try again. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about your friend. I don't want to scare you, sweetheart. But if you can reach to a family member or a mutual friend, I think this person can use some help. Well, I'm pretty sure they need the help, and hopefully you'll be able to reach your friend. But what we can do for you is to pray. So let's take a moment, everyone. You know what? We'll do it right now, Anna. We'll take a moment. We'll close our eyes, and we will all unite in thought and vision. We're going to call upon Archangel Gabriel, the angel of communication, and we are going to ask Gabriel to help you reach to your friend under grace in a perfect way. There are a lot of healers in this chat room, so we are sending Jarvis also healing and love all together. And so it is. Anna, thank you so much for calling. Please keep us updated, sweetie. We are back here every Wednesday. We are in the chat room, or you can call back in, and please keep us updated, okay?
Thank you so much. I will.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, as I promised, I'm going to start taking questions from the chat room. And Jimmy is asking, I think I got a question. Some days ago, I got the idea of actually moving to Gothenburg. It's where I got more of my closer friends. So I'm curious if it's meant to happen soon, like already after the new year. Okay.
Yeah.
Arsene, what are you getting? When is Jimmy moving? Is he moving?
Still time. Yeah. There's still time.
How long?
I get like end of January, February, beginning, somewhere there.
Oh.
I mean,
okay.
It's up to system, of course, but that's what I get. And that's the time. And Jimmy going to move to Gothenburg, and it will be quite well. But Jimmy has to be, you know, arrange some important things before to move.
Okay, Jimmy, hope you heard that.
Jimmy knows it. Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy has an idea what I meant. Yeah.
It matches to what I wrote down here. I said 4 to 5 months, and that would be December to January. And you said end of January, so we are tracking as usual. But here's your confirmation,
okay.
Jimmy. But at the end of the day, sure, it is all free will. You can change your future, but there is some business. There's something to be done, completed, some paperwork and lease and finding the place. It's going to take a few months, okay? But it is the right direction. Go for it. Now, going back to the phone lines. It's always so challenging to pick someone because I just want to take every single call, and that's just practically not possible. So, you know what? There was this nice lady that I ended up unmuting again when I was searching for you. She was the second person, and the third was you. I'm just going to find her number, and I will let her speak this time because I believe I was guided to these two ladies also for a reason. Area code 989, you are back on the air. Hello?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. And this time I intended to take your call. So how can we help you?
My question is financially, if things are going to get better within my family, whether my husband will get a better job or just financially things will change around with his current job because things have been pretty rough right now.
May I have your first name?
Kelly.
And maybe husband's first name too?
My name is Kelly and my husband is Michael.
Thank you, Kelly. Before you said if there's going to be a change or if he's going to stay or if the situation is going to improve, I got there was going to be a change at the work of where he is working for the better. Improvement will come. I get that. What I'm seeing is a slow improvement, but I guess any improvement is better than what it is right now. I see slowly increase in the income, and also I'm getting there'll be more peace. Starting within 2 to 3 weeks, things will start getting better with some good news. And more, there'll be more good news and less stress. And this is all going to be part of the past quite quickly, actually. I mean, when I say slowly, I'm just saying it's not an overnight and or over 1 week period. But what I'm getting within a few months, there is a major improvement in your finances and his work situation. God help Michael, because, dude, wow, the stress he's handling at that space is quite overwhelming. Arsene, what are you getting to?
Yeah, I want to know if Kelly is working too. Are you working, Kelly?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Because I feel like you are holding the power, actually. You know, like maybe you're going to do something. Maybe you're going to create or much more supporting your husband. But I see like there's a kind of maybe small business idea for you because I see you're going to earn money too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to. My son is going to start school next.
Create a business. Because he was concentrated to Michael and then I concentrated on you. And I see it, you are going to create something and you're going to start earning. And you're going to earn quite really more than you can think, let's say. It will be really good creation. Please listen to your intuition and follow your dreams or something. And if there is any possibility, jump on it. Because I see you're going to start something and really, like, going to bring abundance to your family. You're going to help your pet family.
Do you have an idea as to what area? Because I'm kind of all over the place as far as deciding what I want to do.
Because there is something really like going to bring it. And actually, you know the answer. You know your talent. And it's going to happen quite sooner than you think. Because we can talk too. There's a sign is like quicker happening. Actually, you're going to support your family more than you think. But I am not sure what it is. And that I didn't concentrate, Janice. But you need a bit courage because you are ready to change your own life too. You will be much more happier woman.
Yes.
Kelly, what I can do for you is, considering, you know, we always have a shorter time span on air than in person or over the phone, what I can do, if you can give me a few options, again, I can tell you when my intuition gives me the pain.
I'm interested in food nutrition. I'm also interested in this kind of work, intuitiveness. I'm interested in writing. That's what I mean. I kind of have a I'm all over the place. It's like I don't really know what my talent is.
Hold up. Listen. You are not all over the place. First of all, when Arsene said you are going to get a job yourself, actually, and start bringing in money, and you said, yeah, I've been thinking about it. This, you know, my son is about to start school. So, indeed, that the opportunity is coming up for you. And when you give me these options, I would like to ask you, is there an option called all of the above? Because they are not mutually exclusive. Everything you have given me so far complements each other beautifully. Did you think about that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
No, you can. Hey, they go hand in hand, these things. I mean, if I would today sit down and list everything I'm doing, they would all sound like a different profession. The TV, the radio, private sittings, writing books, writing articles for magazines, and private sessions. You see, these are all different careers alone, but hey, I'm combining them for the same purpose of teaching and healing.
Right.
So you can indeed, all these things, you know, you want these things because they are part of your intuitive guidance. And I do see you taking this route. And I do see you being an intuitive coach, but a holistic coach. But I see you more on the grounded side as opposed to me with angels, unicorns, and mermaids and all that. So, yes, you will be working with nutrition, but more on the medical intuitive side. So it won't be only intuition. Nutrition. You will combine it with intuition. And I feel like
you
already have some training. You already have a good understanding of what you want to do. You just need to add more and you're good to go, my dear. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Kim.
Now I'm
turning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to say something to from the chat room to Anna Gable. And I'm so happy for you, Anna, and about getting new clients. And I hope it will get grow and grow. Because last week she was worried about this money. And I did pray for her and I do pray for everybody. And now she got this abundance. And I'm so happy for her, actually, that I wanted to tell. Yeah.
Yay! We believe in power of prayer.
I'm really, really happy for her. You know, we have to keep pray for each other. That will help. Today I saw it. She wrote about it too. And I'm really, like, grateful for you, Anna.
Now, let's also take a question from the chat room. So who would like to ask a question in the chat room? Because I cannot scroll back. There have been so many other things posted. So I missed all the questions. Could you please copy-paste your question back? One of y'all, because I've seen some questions coming in. So we'll just take the first one that pops up. Oh, I'm sorry. I was all the way up, so now I see it.
Okay.
So Maya 4. Hi, guys. Do you see me getting a temporary job soon to help as I start up my healing practice again? Took a break for a while. Will the training I'm considering for February a good choice? So there are two questions here. One, if we see Maya 4, Maya, can you post your first name real quick? Because we tune into people through the power of first name. And I'm getting some echo, by the way. I'm hearing myself. How does that happen? Do you hear echo? Do you get echo? Rachel,
no,
is there an echo?
No.
Okay, then it's just my connection, I guess. Okay, Maya 4's first name happens to be Maya. Arson, do you see Maya finding a temporary job until she sets up her healing practice?
Is she looking for it? Because I think she's not looking the right places. Of course she will, but it will be more like communicating more. There's a missing communication. She has to look right places. There's something missing. Of course she will, but she has to push herself and listen her intuition maybe, or listen someone, because she's not looking to right places to find a temporary job.
Okay. So I'm just going to add a bit to this, saying that you need to cast a wider net when you are looking for a job, and this is only until you can set up your healing practice. At the same time, you might look at the spas and the holistic food stores or holistic supplement stores, you know, somehow related to the subjects you enjoy. But either way, it is indeed a temporary job. Just remember that it is just a step in the direction you'd like to go. And what I'm getting, there might be some distance or commuting involved. So maybe you might even, when I say cast a wider net, consider also a wider area when you are looking for jobs. Or maybe it might be something even you can do from home. The original place of work might be somewhere else. So there are options. And Arson got communication, so you might be even working from home.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting, you just need to cast a wider net and you will get a temporary job. And around March, there will be also a very positive change in your finances and you'll be given an opportunity to practice your healing abilities and training more. And thank you for asking your question. I've also caught another question.
One more deep note is, I don't know what is it, but it keeps coming the love card to her. And it's about her past or now. There is a one love question, and maybe next time she can call again and we can answer that too.
Okay, I've seen this question in the chat room. Now it is all the way up. But the question was, I'm about to start two studies at once. Can I pull it off or is it too much? The nickname was Smith. So can I have the first name? But I feel like the answer is already out there. Arson, what are you getting?
But the name.
Okay, we need the name. In the meantime, the person who would like to start two studies. Okay, her name is Karina.
Okay. What I hear is why she doesn't concentrate to the one only first.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. One feels stronger than the other, and indeed it is going to be a bit of a stretch if she wants to take both of them. But I see one of them is either part-time or not as heavy as the other one, so it is optional. She can take it, but what I'm getting is...
She can.
Her angels are coming in now, her guardian angels, and I'm hearing she needs to take it, be easy on herself and be more gentle on herself and love herself enough to say, you know what, I'm not going to rush it and I'll take it one at a time and I'm not going to be overwhelmed for a change. So Karina, there's your answer. At least this is what we are getting intuitively. And jumping back on the phone line because good God, 21 minutes left. Where does the time go? I'm attracted. In fact, my eyes are glued to area code 512. You are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Hello. I just want to thank you for talking about how you learn as a child what you can talk about and what you can't talk about, because that's an issue that affects me when I'm going to be in a circle and then I'm picking up information. Sometimes I get afraid to give the information, and I just have like a fear of people and the judgment as well.
Okay. Now, first of all, may I have your first name?
I'm Pearl.
Pearl, I'm so happy you cannot see me right now, and the same applies for the rest of you, because I was looking for my pencil, and I found it, and guess what? It was in my hair, and now it's all entangled, and I'm trying to take it out. Good God. I mean, how do I function? I have no idea. Okay, I made it. I've got my pen, and it's out of my hair, and I can write it down, because I always get things intuitively while I'm speaking. I need to write them down, because somehow my intuition is faster than I can speak. Go figure. Pearl, there is something that we refer as psychic ethics, or ethics of intuition, ethics of psychic messages, intuitive messages. Of course, what happens is a lot of intuitive people are experiencing difficulties with their throat chakra, or thyroid difficulties, or dental problems. This is all coming from holding the information messages back and not being able to express them. But there is some truth to this. Of course, we are not afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of judgment. But what we should consider is, should we share the information? Is it the right time to share the information? Because sometimes we are so open, and you are what I would call a satellite dish intuitive. You are really open, and you are quite a bit claircognizant, clear knowing. You just know things about people. And so sometimes you're going to need to check that with your own higher self. Like, is this person ready for this message? Can I deliver this information? And you can always ask them, you know what? I'm an intuitive person and I'm getting this, but this is, of course, what I feel. Or I'm feeling something. Would you like me to share it with you? Would you mind if I shared? And see how they will react. And if you feel comfortable, you can share it. But in a situation where you cannot share the information, what I do, maybe that might help to you as well, what I do is I just give the information to God and the angels, to a higher power, and I affirm that I'm not their higher power. Everyone has a higher power, and they'll be fine. So either way, do not hold it in. Either hand it over to the angels or the person, but do not keep it in. Does that make sense to you?
Makes total sense. Thank you so much.
And I know a lot of people will be receptive to your messages, and you might want to consider actually sharing your intuitive hits even professionally. Today is the day of professional psychic.
I don't know how to come out. I'm thinking about just practicing on Blog Talk and then getting better doing that.
Perfect. You already know. You said, I don't know how to get it out there. Then you gave me the perfect plan. Well, good luck. Let us know. And you have a website. Come back and let us know. Thank you for calling. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, I am going down on the switchboard, going through all these numbers. A dyslexic person and a series of numbers. Fun. Okay, it appears that my hands are going to this 720 area code, 720, you are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Michelle, and I wanted to know, I have like a passion for having an organic farm and like making floral essences, and I wanted to know if you could see about when I would be able to start doing this.
Okay, Arson, I have a feeling you need to take this question. You will be getting
something. April. Yeah, okay. I keep hearing April. April, like it will be powerful month for her, but till that time. Okay. Sorry, you ask about your work, but I'm getting about the men. And you're going to hear maybe this man will help you. There's a man involved to this or to your private life. I'm getting like you're going to hear from the man, and that man might help you. And that's really like energetically is important for you. But I strongly get too much about you, but it's accept your question, actually. So much emotions, I guess, and so much. You're going to need more joy. You are too silent, and you have to get out of it, and you have to find out. And this will be really like what you are looking, the job. That will be your path, actually. That will be the one. but there is a lot of other things in your life to need to be fixed, actually.
Michelle,
some important issues there.
You know what I'm getting?
Your house.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes we get a question, but we get the answers to what they need to know as opposed to what people would like to know that minute. So what I'm getting, and I had a strong feeling that you and Arsen needed to connect. So why don't you send an email to rachel@askangels.com, and we will connect you with Arsen, and that way you two can have, and I'm just, look at me, I'm gifting free sessions with Arsen.
Yay!
But
I'm getting about her. Yeah.
Okay, so because if she's getting all this information about you and she's like, oh my God. So you two need to talk. So I'm going to set up a session and you just send us an email at rachel@askangels.com and we'll write your name down, Michelle, and we will forward your email to Arsen. And you two can set up your private session and have a talk because there's a lot coming through for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, talk to
Take
you,
care.
Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
You say you can also call in and get a free private session with Arsen or myself. So I guess it's only fair that I also give one session to one of the callers today. So we'll see who will get the session, the free session. Arsen, how was that? You okay with me handing?
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
No,
it's amazing. It's beautiful.
I always say before the Long Island Medium, there was Arsen because you've been always so generous with your intuitive messages, and that's putting it mildly. Like, you always get stuff about people, and you just go there and say, you know what, I'm getting this, what's going to happen? And they're like, okay,
yeah,
thank
please.
You.
Can't help it if the answers are different answers are coming. I have to pass it. It's not me. I'm a messenger.
I know. We're just a messenger.
Yeah, can't help it.
So let's move down. And who is going to be the next caller? Okay. Area code 443. You are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Anna Marie, and I have a question in regards to a contract that I just accepted for employment, and I'm wondering when it will come down because everything is still up in the air.
Okay, you are asking when the contract will come to you or when it's going to be finalized? Is that the question?
When will it be finalized, and when would I be starting work again because I just got laid off?
Soon. I heard soon, very quickly. There'll be a very brief pause between you being laid off and you starting again. There is a male energy who needs to be contacted, and you need to set some fire under someone. I feel like someone is really taking their time dealing with this, and maybe either forgot or, I mean, they will remember in their own time, but if you want it to happen sooner, you might want to, send an email or call, but try to come across as compassionate as possible, even, when they test your patience and compassion. I'm getting that they need to be handled with care, if you know what I mean. Try to be diplomatic and compassionate in your communications, but you need to get them moving. Arsen, are you getting anything? What are you getting?
Yeah, I got the same as you, but there's only, I will add only one more thing, and she has to clear up her energy a little bit because she's so tense about it, and it's normal, it's not a surprising, but she has to clean up and let it go and trust the system a little bit. She's too much holding on, so much panicking maybe. Only the energy clearing, she can ask Archangel Michael to clean and clear up her energy, that negativity in her house and around her. And then we trust it, trust the system a little bit, and she will get what you said.
Okay, and we are wishing you the best of luck with your contract and the future of your career. Okay, sweetie, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Our pleasure, always. Now, there is this very special number, which I'm not going to, of course, share live, but I'm just going to say area code 111. You are live on there with a number like that. I cannot let you go.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so pleased.
My pleasure. How did you get this number? Where do I sign up?
It's just a private number. That's it. Actually, if you call in through Skype, sometimes it says the same.
Oh, okay. So this is not the number you give out. This is just what appears on your call places.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is awesome. Oh, my God. I mean,
I'm glad it's tickling you.
Yeah, there's a lot of ones here. I take that as a good sign. So what is your question?
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for putting that out there to about 9/11 today. And my name is Sandra from New York, and I've definitely lost some people in 9/11. I just want to acknowledge them. And I guess my question really is about my love life, and I just wanted to see if you saw someone coming. I keep having dreams. I feel like they're near.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pass this on to the love psychic. Arsene, what you getting
there? I just thought, like, the moment she called, I knew it was about love, and I saw it as a new beginning is coming, and she's going to meet true friends, this person. Wow. Okay, I got really excited. I see the man, and he's quite powerful, quite loving person, and very joyful. He's like, he makes jokes and, like, you know, sweet and funny person, and keeps smiling every time. And keep trade, please, because he's really, like, almost around the corner. I give you maximum 2 months, and you're going to meet with this person. Try to be socialized, and time is almost there, really, like, can be even sooner. And this is, like, very loving person, and you will recognize him while he's laughing. He's going to laugh a lot, you know, like, makes jokes and everything. And be courageous when you meet with him, please. You know, confidence, and that's very important. And open your arms, because it will change your life completely, not only as a love, and he will bring a lot of things to your life. That's what I get.
Oh, thank you. That was so beautiful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and quiet. It is like, you know, I get really like, ooh, excited feeling.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I feel pretty excited too. I feel very touched.
Yeah, it is really, like, I feel it quite. It will open new doors for you, you know, like, it will be really healing relationship and loving relationship.
Good. That's just what I think.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Yeah, God bless.
Thank
God
you for
bless.
Calling.
My
Take
pleasure.
Good care of yourself,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, what we can do is we can take one really quick question from the phone lines, because we are about to complete today's episode, but I don't want to say goodbye. And, oh, wait. Oh, my God, the chat room. Chat room. I'm so sorry, guys. You know what? Ask away. I promise we're going to show some love to the chat room today, and we need to show more love to those who we're able to find the chat room. It's not easy. They made it. So, okay. Ruth Sky. Hi. Is my new job getting better in the future? If not, what shall I do?
It's funny. I heard change.
Change. Oh,
okay.
Ruth.
Change what? Yeah.
I am getting change too. I'm not seeing you stay there, sweetheart. Ugh. You're going to ask Archangel Shamuel to bring you the right place where you feel appreciated, happy, peaceful, and get a good pay too. I'm getting a 3-month window for you to change your place of work. I see you communicating with a female person over the phone and telling them, I don't know if this person is just well connected, knows people, or a professional headhunter, but I don't know. You are going to let someone know that you're actually looking for a different place, but this is going to be all hush-hush and quiet. And then you will be presented with several options, I'm hearing, and you'll get to pick one that you like. Arsene?
Yeah, correct. And I think in the end she will finally work somewhere, like more ladies are working. I keep hearing the laugh and woman, you know, like more female energy places. And she will get it. She will be much more happy than now, actually. Yeah.
Perfect. And, of course, I forgot that
I
took this question from the chat room, and I'm waiting for the response of Ruth. This morning, I'm all kinds of smart. Oh, my God, what's wrong with my brain? But all I need is my right brain, and it is on, and it's working. I'm grateful for it. And I think it's great that the rest of the day, I'm taking today the day off in the middle of the week. And we are driving to Ojai, which is a very powerful, high vibrational place in California. And I'm looking forward to go there, and we'll meditate, and we will do all sorts of fun spiritual things. So my brain needs to cooperate for just another 4 minutes, and everybody's going to be fine. Now, Arsen, can I say thank you for coming back to the show and answering questions and sharing your intuitive insights with us?
I'm really grateful. I really thank you to you for having me in your show. I really did enjoy, and I hope I could help to everybody. And after Jenny, there is only one message. Please call Archangel Raphael for your mother, that I just saw it, because I see it is going to be healed. Sorry, I had to add, I thought about health question and that's sensitive. And I'm so happy to be here today. And I really did enjoy. Love and blessings to everyone and to you, of course. And I love you so much.
And if you would like to reach Arsen and book a private session with her, you can go to Facebook.com/Arsen Davidson, E-R-S-I-N, Davidson as in Harley Davidson. And so that would be one option. Then you can also keep in touch with Arsen day to day, or you can go to askangels.com, click on intuitive coaching, and you will see the option to connect with Arsen and Rachel and have private sessions with them. And Arsen, thank you for joining. And I want to say
thank you
to everyone for joining in the chat room, joining live, calling in. We're sorry we couldn't take your call today. If we couldn't take your call, we're sorry. Call in next week. I always believe everyone will get the answers they seek at the right time. I'm trying to be as intuitive as humanly possible when I'm screening the calls, because all I see is numbers here. And I try to pick the numbers I'm guided. Yes.
Can I add something? And I'm really looking forward to see everybody in our workshop in Stockholm. Maybe you can give information who doesn't know yet, but I will be happy.
We do have a few places available, both for angelic mediumship and the advanced angelic mediumship classes in Stockholm. These will be the only angelic mediumship trainings this year in Europe. So if you'd like to join me, Stockholm is a beautiful, beautiful city. Come meet me in Stockholm, and Arsen and Rachel and Ariane, Jason, the whole crew will be there. And we will be joining you. We'll be giving you readings, and we'll be giving you readings from the stage. But the advanced classes, of course, are reunion. Either way, come join us. You can find more information on askangels.com under the tour page. You just need to click on tour, and you will find more information about the upcoming classes, or you can take one of the home study courses like Intuition Intensive or How to Give Card Readings class. And we will be also holding free teleconferences for my home study students, so we can still connect and they can ask their questions and I can still give them readings. And Arsen, can I say one of the funny things about you? I don't know why it keeps popping up. I think someone who is listening is trying to get in touch with their spirit guide or spirit guides, because I'm being shown a particular conversation where a client asked the name of their spirit guide, and you gave the name of the spirit guide that you got, and that person was all amazed because they got that name in their dream or a meditation. What was that, real quick? Arsen?
Ben, the name of the spirit guide, strange things happening, was that gentleman the name originally in a dream?
Jonas, I'm busy with that,
and I'm going to answer him if something happening is quite like funny and nice, of course, and I'm going to meditate tonight, and let's meet this my stupid guide.
Okay, no, 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 honey, I'm asking about a previous client of yours, starts with an H, when you got the name of his spirit guide, and he got the very same name.
Oh, yeah.
The night before. So someone who is listening, trying to get in touch with their spirit guides, I have a feeling they need to connect with Arsene and you'll be helping them. So thank you, everyone. Last 4 seconds. I love you and see you next. Oh, my God. No, I won't be here next week. Goodbye. I love you. Take care.
Goodbye.